Good morning.
It is
good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us open our Bible and read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 22. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 22, King James Version. And you had he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness, your tender loving care to us. Thank you for all answered prayers, for the salvation, for the wonders and miracles, for the whole week you sustained us. Thank you, Lord, for countless blessings you bestowed upon us. We thank you and praise you in whatever situation we pass through. We will honor you and praise you and obey you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we humble down before you. Lord, we confess and renounce our sins. Lord, as you said in your word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us our stubbornness, unforgiveness, anger, the spirit of doubt, laziness, bad stewardship, breaking the Sabbath, worldliness, and lack of self-control. Lord, cleanse us and purify us. We commit ourselves not to do them again. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests to God. Hear our prayer and listen to our cry, Lord. We believe in your promises that whatever we ask according to your will, you will answer us, Lord. We pray you make a way and help us and meet all our needs in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our family. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who will be a good example to the people around them. We pray to bless them. Sustain their needs and protect them from the work of the devil. Help them to continue to do your will in their lives. We pray to anoint each husband with the Holy Ghost to lead their families the path that you want them to go through. Give them wisdom, good health, strength, and good income. We pray for every wife to bless them. Give them strength and help them to live a submissive life to your word and to their husband. Help them as parents to unite in training their children in holy living. We pray, Lord, help them to be like Christ's image to their children. We pray for the children to be obedient to your word and to their parents. We pray for our parents to grant them good health and strengthen them as they do the responsibilities and be a good blessing to others. We pray for our siblings, lead them in the right way of life. We pray for all the single parents that you strengthen them and provide for them to raise their children in a godly way, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our job. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you've given to us. Lord, we pray to bless our jobs and the places that we are working. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly master. Lord, we pray to give us new clients, new investors, customers, and income so we will receive our salaries on time and give our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Help us, Lord, to be a good example to others. Bless the work of our hands and help us to do your will in our lives. Lord, bring your salvation to the people that we are working with in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in need. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our brethren. Bless them. Anoint them with the Holy Spirit and lead them into the path you want them to go. Help them to persevere, to be faithful in facing the pressure of this world. Lord, we pray to protect them, provide for them, heal them, Lord, and solve their problems Embrace them with your love in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back homes in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in our accommodation, and in our working places to be saved. Lord, help us to evangelize and preach your word to them. We pray to do miracles and wonders in the life of the lost souls. Lord, we pray to open their hearts and minds to believe and obey your word that we are giving to them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we thank you and praise you for all the places that you allow your church to expand. Lord, we pray to bless and help our brethren in those countries. We pray for the salvation of the lost in all those places. Lord, we pray to give us favor in the sight of those who are in the government and provide for all the logistic and documents needed. Lord, reduce the prices of rent, water, electricity, internet, telephone, transport, petrol and gas cylinder, and the tax bills in all those places. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to them by obeying the rules and regulations and laws in those countries and to be good citizens. Lord, protect and prosper all those places so we too, your church, will be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we lift up unto you all the ministries of the church. We pray to bless and spread the congregations to other places and countries not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to reveal yourself to them through visions and dreams. Lord, we pray to bless the church school, church clinic, church banking, farming ministry, watchmen ministry, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, the publication and the website. Lord, we pray for revival in the church. Lord, we pray to add to us more workers. Lord, we pray for the backsliders to come back to you and back to the church. We pray for more families and workers to join the church, and we pray for unity among the church members. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we pray to grant us the spiritual gifts that we need for your church to be built. Help us, Lord, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit manifest in us in the name of Jesus. Lord, prepare us for your coming, that we will go with you when you come. Let us pray now for our service. Lord, we pray for our service today. Anoint us and refill us with the Holy Spirit in order to honor you in our lives as a living sacrifice into your presence. Humble us, Lord, to obey and follow you more and do your will in our lives. Lord, Bless our prayers, our songs, our giving, and the message today. Let your message transform us and change us to be like you, Lord, that we may bring glory, adoration in your precious holy name. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Jesus, that you have made a way for us that we can come boldly in front of your presence. So Lord, we pray, Father, that as we come in your presence today, our sacrifices of praises and thanksgiving will be acceptable at your sight. Thank you, Lord God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's sing for joy.
Every call to get an answer, I say you run to. Run to us, make your lips our hands, he will lift us up. Come now, praise his name, all you say it's all God. Oh, sing for joy to God, our strength. Oh, sing for joy to God. with us. Even when your love is a love in us, we will heal our hearts, we will cleanse our hearts, we prevent our hearts, we will heal our land. Oh, sing for joy to God, our strength. Oh, sing for joy.
Glory, power, and
Yes, O Lord Jesus Christ, you died on the cross, you were buried, you rose again, and ascended unto the right hand of God the Father. Glory, honor, and adoration be upon you, until you come and take us with you, in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offerings, and first fruit for the Lord. Open your Bibles in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy praises shall burst out with new wine. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you, Lord. Lord, as we gather our tithes, offerings, and first fruit, we acknowledge that all that we have belongs to you. Lord, everything comes from you. Lord, we pray, bless this money and use them to further your kingdom and help the needy and lost. Bless your people, Lord, and provide their needs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Let us continue our worship to God. I'm reading from the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis, entitled With Fear Not, Part 2. Fear Not, Part 2. Let us pray. Lord God, we praise and honor you. We thank you for this day to hear your voice through you, this message that you've given to us. And as we listen, give us wisdom of understanding, humility to obey, willingness to serve, and fortitude to submit to your will, so your purpose will be done and your will exalted and glorified in our midst. Lord, anoint my lips to read clearly, emphasize the point you want me to convey to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. God's word encourages us and comforts us in our lives as we pass through trials and various circumstances that impose on us threats that we need to handle, challenges that we owe to face, or tasks that we owe to achieve. We will continue in this message to study these scriptures to be taught, to get encouraged, revived, and inspired with God's word to go on and do his work and live our lives unto him. Let us open our Bible in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 to 17. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 to 17. King James Version. And when the servants of the man of God were listened early and gone forth, behold, an host composed the city both with horses and chariots. And the servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. An army was surrounding Elisha, so his servant was afraid. But when God opened his eyes, he saw the hill full of horses and chariots of fire around Elisha. It was in verse 16, and he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. In the same way, when you are surrounded by threats and enemy around you, fear not. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Also, King David said in Psalms chapter 27, verses 1 to 3, Psalms chapter 27, verses 1 to 3, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be a confident. You don't need to be afraid. As long as you did not do something wrong, the Lord will fight the battle for you. Psalms chapter 56, verse 4. Psalms chapter 56, verse 4. In God I will praise, this is word. In God I will put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. This should be your stand and your banner. Live in righteousness and holiness, and that is how you do your part. Trusting God that He will do His part and reward you for your conduct and the good decision that the step that you took for His own glory. One of the human weakness is fear. And if fear going to be rooted in the life of the person, that fear will hinder him from progress and move to the next step that God wants him to do and to be. God's word is a prescription and treatment for the fear of man. And there is a particular message that can deal with each and every type of fear. Number 12, 2 Kings chapter 25, verses 22 to 24. 2 Kings chapter 25, verses 22 to 24. And as for the people that remained in the land of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had left, even over them he made Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, ruler, and when all the captains of the armies, they and their men heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah governor. There came to Gedaliah to Mizpah even Ishmael, the son of Netaniah, and Johanan, the son of Kareah, and Seraiah, the son of Tanhumet, the Netophathite, and Yasaniah, the son of Mahakathite, they and their men. And Gedaliah swore to them and to their men and said unto them, fear not to be the servants of the Chaldees. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. The people of God are disciplined by the Lord because they left him and went to worship idols of others' God. So the Lord sent them Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and his army, who came and destroyed Jerusalem and the temple and took the people of God into captivity to Babylon. That was God's discipline for them for their sin, to be under subjection and to serve the Babylonian. But they wanted to escape the discipline of God, refusing to abide with his command, with his word and command. So Gedaliah assured them by telling them the following: fear not to be the servants of the Chaldees. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. The point that he made for them is clear, that it go well with them if they will humble down and accept to serve the Babylonians. What is the application for that in your life is this. If you had done something wrong and sinned against the Lord, then do not be afraid to accept God's discipline and apply in your life. Because if you do, it will go well with you and you will get relieved and restored. But if you refuse God's discipline and rebel and retaliate against God, then things will go worse with you. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 4 to 13. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 4 to 13. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, not faint when thou art rebuked of him. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they barely for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But he, for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, not chastening, for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be torn out of the way, but let it be rather be healed. Number 13. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 20 to 21. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 20 to 21. And David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of courage, and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. And behold, the courses of the priests and the Levites, even they shall be with thee for all the service of the house of God. And there shall be with thee for all the manner of workmanship, every willing is skillful man. For any matter of service, also the princes and all the people will be fully at thy commandment. When David commissioned his son Solomon to be willing to start to build the temple of God, he assured him that the vision, the provision, and the required personnel are there to help him to achieve the task. Therefore, he told him, be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. The same for you. Fear not to put your hand forward and do the works of God. The Lord is with you. He will neither leave you nor forsake you until you finish the task. And the Lord had given you his vision and provided all what is needed and make available the required personnel. Serving God is the one of the enjoyable things that man can involve with and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And enjoy his life with God's service. Number 14. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verses 15 to 17. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verses 15 to 17. And he said, hearken ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thou saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is yours. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they came up by the cliff of Cis, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you.
Amen.
Three large and vast armies came to attack Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. He did not do anything wrong toward those people who came to attack him. Therefore, to face them, he called all Judah to come to seek God's help with prayer and fasting. The Lord responded to their prayer and spoke in the midst of their meeting through one of the Levites. Be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Wonderful is when God would speak and assure us as we pass through the hard and dark moments of our lives. God instructed them in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17. God instructed them in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17. You shall not know need. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Truly, God did mighty things for them and delivered them from the three armies and gave them great and wonderful victory with big plunder. Certain times you are faced with problems from people, but you are afraid to go out and face. God wants you to have the courage and go out and take your position and face those people. You don't need to fight them, for God will do it for you. You need only to go out and show yourself to face those evildoers who are trying to harm you. God wants you to go and face them so you can see clearly with your eyes how God will deal with them, as well as to collect the big plunder that God is going to give you. Number 15, Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 to 14. Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 to 14. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O God, O hear, O our God. For we are despised and torn the reproach upon their own head.
Amen.
And give them for a prey in the land of captivity.
Amen.
And cover not their iniquity and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders, so built we the wall. And all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversaries said, they shall not know neither see till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places when ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked, and rose up, and said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. As Nehemiah and the people with him were doing and executing the vision of God to rebuild the wall around the city of Jerusalem to protect the temple and the city of God from evildoers by not allowing them to dwell in Jerusalem, they were faced by opposition from different kinds of people who were against God and against his true people. They were trying to stop them from doing the works of God and achieving his will, as we read in Nehemiah chapter 4. But Nehemiah, as a leader, stood up and encouraged the people and reminded them that they needed to stand firm and to step forward to defend and fight for their families, their sons and daughters, and their wives and homes by telling them in Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 14, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. The same message for us today. We are called to shelter and protect our families, wives, daughters, and sons. God called us to protect them from the world and from the plans of evil.
Amen.
We are called to close the gaps that evil may pass through. And we need also to put gates that regulate our lives and shield us from the devil who uses people and circumstances around us to harm us. We don't need to be intimidated. God is in our side. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justified. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, ye rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also make intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor him that loveth, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We should not be afraid and intimidated in leaving our lives to God. There are certain times God will fight for us, and we just need to stand still. But in other times, God wants us to step forward and do his work, and he is the one behind backing us up. When he asking us to step forward and do his work, then we should not be afraid, because we have his full approval and his full support. In Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 2. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 2. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they will shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Certain times we might need to pass through the waters and walk through the fire. God knows that, and He is the one who ordained that for us. Therefore, He is assuring us and encouraging us that we will not be harmed. He will not allow any harm to come to us. That is His promise to us. In Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 to 13. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 to 13. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, withhold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. This should be your credit and the bonus that you receive from the Lord this very day to go on and serve Him. My dear and beloved, Psalmist said in Psalms chapter 119, verses 105, verses 112. Psalms chapter 119, verses 105 to 112. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I need not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from the precepts. The testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. This should be your stand and your banner. Fear not, this is the encouraging message that we need from the Lord, and that to go on and do the works of God that He entrusted to us and to live our lives unto Him. And that is another reason for us to read the Bible and meditate on His word, because His word is a source of an encouragement to us. In more occasions in the Bible, God encouraged His people in order to enable them to carry on in living their lives to Him. This is scripture are God's provision for us today to go on and serve Him. Let us pray. Let us all stand. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for the encouraging word that you sent me and have taken away my fears. Lord, thank you for encouraging word that give me assurance and confidence in you that you are faithful and you are standing at my side and you will do your part in full. Lord, thank you for all the teaching, the corrections, and the admonishments we received in this message. Repent and renounce all your sins. Repent of your stubbornness and delay obedience. Repent of your pride and arrogance and your non-willingness to respond to God's discipline. Repent of your lack of faith and lack of trust in God. Repent of all your fears and worries. Repent of your non-willingness to go out with courage to do the instruction of God to you. Renounce all your compromises and the fear of man. Repent of your unwillingness to suffer for Christ and go along His will and the plan that He has for you. Repent of your unwillingness to get persecuted for the cause of Christ. Repent of your unwillingness to commit yourself to do the good works that God had prepared for you to do. Repent being yoked with many friends and with the media. Repent of your lack of reading God's word in the Bible and your lack of prayers. Lord, I repent and renounce the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to read and meditate daily on your word and apply in my life. Lord, speak to me daily and watch over the affairs of my life. And warn me if there is danger that I am not aware of, and hide me with the shelter of your wings. Lord, help me to commit my ways fully unto you, cooperating with you and doing your will. Lord, I truly need you most in this moment of my life as I'm passing through the following situations. Lord, continue to encourage me and refresh me with your love, mercy, and grace till I pass successfully through all that. Lord, I thank you and praise you. This is all I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And sister who repented and had committed their lives to you to serve you and do your will and the good works that you had prepared for them to do. Lord, continue to watch over them, solve their problems, guide them, encourage them, protect them, and provide all their needs so they could continue to serve you. Lord, make their lives good testimony to others to follow you. Lord, bless us, your church. Help us, guide us with your Holy Spirit. Protect us and fight the battle for us. Lord, deliver us from the following problem and those people who are fighting against us. Lord, open our eyes to see your presence with us. Lord, deliver us from them and give us the plunder that you promised in your word. We come against all kinds of fear and we rebuke that spirit of fear from Satan and cast it out from the life of our brethren and from the life of our church in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives to go on and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace, with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise you.